It is time to head out to the Toyota of Hollywood Hotline. Shop over 2,000 Toyotas on sale at one location. Toyota of Hollywood on 441 between Hollywood and Sheridan. ToyotaofHollywood.com.
All right, Woody, and joining us, man, I wish Mark Ross of NFL Network lived down here in South Florida. I think I'd just be hanging out. I'd just bug him. His poor wife would be going, please tell Joe Rose to stay away from us. Mark Ross joins us this morning. How you doing, man?
What's up, Joe? I'm actually down here now. I'm in Hollywood, Florida at a family event. It's 20th anniversary, speaking of my wife, our 20th anniversary celebration, and one of my uncle's 80th birthday party. So we're in Hollywood, Florida.
Congratulations, man. Hey, thanks. You know what? That marriage thing has not always been easy in the Rose family, so through the years. So thank you. That's fantastic, Mark. That's great. And 80th birthday.
Appreciate it. Take it hour by hour, Joe. Day by day. It's hour by hour. Minute by minute sometimes.
Yeah. Yeah, I get it, man. Yes, honey, you're right. Oh, no, that was on me. That's not on you. That's on me. I get it, Mark. I'm with you. Hey, so, boy, it happens all the time. I've been getting this from Dolphin fans who, you know, we're coming around, but it's been real slow with everything that's taking place this offseason. But it's going around the NFL, right? These guys don't all of a sudden last second go, I need a new contract. The team's got a pretty good idea after the season off of how guys play. The agent's already making calls of who wants a new contract and who doesn't, right? It's going on all over the NFL.
Oh, it's really going around for years, Joe. You know, you should really identify it. And I was on a show the other day. You're talking about the Jets and the Jets' new way of doing things. And, you know, it's really you want to draft well. You want to hit on your first, second-round picks specifically, but your draft picks, and then re-sign them, you know, and keep them. You know, that's the goal. And if you have to pay a lot, well, that's fine, because then you've identified the players that you should identify. And so, no, the players, you know, with the Dolphins or even around the league, it's not something that, oh, all of a sudden we got to pay X player. It's years that you should know or planning for that.
Right. And the thing is, the earlier you do it, instead of waiting, like Cowboys are notorious for waiting too long and then end up paying a zillion friggin' more dollars. But that's the good ones, right? Have a good vision when you can to get an extension.
Yeah, and then when you do it, you know, let's just say Garrett Wilson's contract or Sauce Gardner is like, well, that's a lot of money. 2 years from now, he's going to be fifth or sixth, just like Patrick Surtain is on the cornerback list where he was one just a year ago. Now he's, I believe, fifth. So, yeah, the earlier you can do it, the better for your cap and the better financially you are.
All right, so I've been hitting these guys with this morning. Tell me, of the guys right now, of the teams in the NFL, I just want to know if you're with me on this list or not, of teams that when they had that first meeting, they really mean it when they stand in front of the team and everybody's together, the veterans and the rookies, and they go, this is our goal, and you're going, okay, they have a chance to get to that Super Bowl. Kansas City, Baltimore, and Buffalo, the only teams in AFC that I think have a chance to go to the Super Bowl. Are you going to add anybody else to my list?
You know, those, of course, are the easy ones and the ones you definitely have to think of. And then, no, there's other teams, if things break right, you know, that everything has to go right, or you know, the Chargers, let's just throw them in the mix there. You know, a team like that where, yeah, you can realistically look at that team and say,
okay,
year two of Harbaugh and what we did last year, and we should be a lot better. You know, a team like Denver where, okay, we had a rookie quarterback last year. Now we're in year two with Bo Nix, and our defense has gotten even stronger. And so, no, those teams aren't completely out of the realm of, yes, we're not just looking around like if the Giants coaches are sitting up there talking about we're going to go to the Super Bowl. And everybody's right. Like, let's just try to win three games. But, yeah, I would say definitely the big three, and then there's a couple sprinkled in there that, yeah, if things go right, you have a chance.
Mark, I'm going to switch it over a little harder in the NFC. I got Philly, Washington, and a lot of this is what I saw in the playoffs. Detroit, I like the Rams a lot. I think that young talent and what they've added, especially at the wide receiver, I think Devontae is still a really good wide receiver. The team I got on the bubble is Green Bay. I'm still not sold. They're good enough to get to a Super Bowl, but they're a playoff team. Is there anybody else you'd add to that group in the NFC?
No, that's pretty much it. It's much more wide open in the NFC and, you know, not the superpowers like those AFC teams where you look at some teams, you pick them apart, but then when you compare them against each other, like, well, you know, they do have a chance. You know, Detroit has a chance. Green Bay has a chance, you know. Philly, it's so hard to repeat, you know. So, of course, they're going to be in the mix, but it's just so hard to repeat that I'm just going to pick somebody to say they're going to knock them off. But, yeah, it's just a lot more wide open. You mentioned the Rams. I mean, the Rams really gave Philly the most trouble in the whole playoff run. You know, down there in the snow, cold in Philly at the link, and they had a chance, you know, Stafford with the ball in his hands to try to win the game. And as you said, I think they've only gotten better, that young defensive talent. And I think Stafford still has a lot left. And Sean McVay may be top two coach in the league. So, yeah, I really like their chances.
All right. So the Steelers, the way they did things, a little different than I think we're all used to seeing. Rodgers signed late. They made a big trade with the Miami Dolphins to get a cornerback and a pass-receiving tight end, who, by the way, I think – I'm probably higher on Jonnu Smith than most people. I think he's really good just watching him last year for up close with every play. What's your take on the Steelers?
I mean, the Steelers, you just, you know, for so many years, they were the standard. And then now over the last, I don't know, 4 years or 5 years or so, really towards the end of Big Ben's reign, you're like, well, what are they doing here? And, you know, they're really just kind of patching it together to keep Tomlin's win-loss streak in line rather than nobody's looking at that team and thinking they really have a legitimate chance to win the Super Bowl. You know, a bunch of, you know, I've been down on Aaron Rodgers for years, even when he was at Green Bay, saw the decline and, you know, piecing it together. They better get Watt signed because he's really the MVP of that team. When he plays, they win. When he doesn't, they lose. So I don't think Pittsburgh really has a realistic chance to do anything, you know, significant, you know, even in their own division. Of course, Baltimore is a class of it. Cincinnati, you better score 35 to beat them. The defense has to be a little bit better than, you know, Pittsburgh to me is really fighting with Cleveland for the third and fourth spot in that division.
Yeah. So on top of all that, how do you handle, we got three of the best players in football want new contracts or pass rushers, and they're special guys and they're making a lot of money these days. A couple of them are close to that 30 or right at that 30, and teams are in a difficult situation. Last thing you want to do is be paying somebody after 30 a lot of money, knowing that the numbers start to go the wrong direction there. What's your take on how this ends up for Hendrickson and TJ Watt?
Yeah, I think the Pittsburgh situation is a little more cut and dry. As I mentioned, you know, Watt's a pillar of that organization. They have to get that done. So I think that Will Hendrickson's a little bit more up in the air just because of the age, and, you know, even with him, that defense was atrocious. Their own team may be looking like, well, wait a minute, we can't get this guy a boatload of money. I know he was a productive player, but didn't really move the needle with making our defense better. Can we replace that with some younger talent or guys we've drafted need to step up or trade? So that one could get a little bit more down in the weeds there. And Micah Parsons, the other one, you mentioned Dallas taking forever. You know, this should have been done, and now here we are again. And that'll get done, too, because Jerry will completely overpay him, and he deserves it. And Jerry will say, yeah, I had this planned all along. Yeah. You know, that quote he said, I want to make sure it's right. And I don't know, something he said about making sure it's right and not at the right time or something. But, yeah, that'll get done just because they have to pay Micah no matter what the cost.
All right. You notice I haven't asked you about the Dolphins. So here we go. It's been one of the most negative off seasons I can remember from everybody, local, nationally, the way things have been handled with certain guys and everything. What's your take? When it's all said and done, Tua's back, try and stay healthy for 17 with still some really good weapons. What can they do?
Yeah, you know, I think – I always start with the division. Let's start in the division. You know, Buffalo, we mentioned them. They're going to win it. Unless something tragic happens there to Josh Allen. Right. And then I think the Patriots are significantly better. They may be the most improved team in the league just with Vrabel getting in there and a year or two of Drake May, all the free agent signings. I thought they crushed it in the draft. So I think they'll be significantly better. And the Jets will be better as well with Aaron Glenn in there. But the Dolphins will be kind of competing with those other three for the 2, 3, 4 there. But I just don't see them really making a Super Bowl push, let's just say, or a deep run in the playoffs. You know, it's been the playoff drought. I'd pick them to continue that playoff drought as opposed to making anything significant happen, unfortunately.
They're going young. They haven't made any bones about it for the first time. I mean, they're talking about we got to play a lot of young guys. They didn't spend a lot of money on free agency. A lot of guys are on the cheap. How do you feel about Kenneth Grant and Savanaya at the guard position once he signs here in the second round?
You know, this guy's just got to step up. You know, it's been years where the Dolphins, you know, I think every time we get on here, we talk about the O-line, and it's they've invested in it, just haven't hit. And you're just hoping, you know, they hit this time. And, you know, the big guy, the up and down at Michigan, you know, Grant, we see the talent, but we saw the inconsistencies. And, you know, that's what you're hoping on. But let's just see if this guy consistent be a force in here for us.
Yeah. Hey, so Mark, I got to ask you, and we talk so much football. So you've been married 20 years, man, which, by the way, you live in South Florida. That's pretty damn good. You can stay married 20 years. So I want to ask you, what do you do now at 20 years? Did you have to go the extra mile on this one? How'd you treat it? What were expectations from your wife, if you don't mind me asking? Mark, I don't know you that well, but.
No. She doesn't expect much, man. She's good. That's why it's been easy. We're having a nice little party with a whole gathering, about 85 people. But she didn't expect it at all, didn't ask for it. But we did it anyway, and it'll be a nice celebration.
Oh, that's great, man. So do you have family? I know, Mark, you guys do spend a lot of time in South Florida. You have family down here then, huh?
We do, yeah, we do. My wife actually was born in Pompano Beach and then moved up to Philly when she was very young. But we still have a lot of family in Pompano and Miami, Coral Springs. So all littered up around this South Florida area. So definitely that's why we're down here so much.
Well, I tell you what, Mark, I didn't know, man, you've been whole – you know, you ever get bored one night and you need somebody to go have a beer with and just talk a little bit? Now, I mean, I can talk, Mark. Now, we can get together up that way. I really appreciate it. Congratulations on 20 years.
Thank you,
Have a great time with your family, Mark. Thank you.
Appreciate it, Joe. Yep.